नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 9 वर्स 1। ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। चैप्टर 9 इंट्रोडक्शन। इन द 7th चैप्टर लॉर्ड कृष्णा वाज अनफोल्डिंग टू अर्जुन नॉलेज That is wisdom with realization, real knowledge of manifest divinity. But in between, Arjun at the beginning of the 8th chapter raised 7 questions. So Lord Krishna, by answering the first 6 questions, in brief, answered in detail the 7th question. How are you to be known at the time of death by the self-controlled? Now the Lord starts the same topic of knowledge, jnana, with realization, vijnana, in the 9th chapter. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Idam tu te kuyatamam प्रवक्ष्याम्यनसूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं यज्ज्ञात्वा मोक्ष्यसे शुभात्। The blessed Lord said, To you who is free from the carping spirit, I shall now unfold the most mysterious knowledge, Jnana, along with realization, Vijnana, by knowing which you will be released from evil, that is, the evil of worldly birth and death. Comment. Idam tu te guhyatamam pravakshyamya na suya ve. Lord Krishna has used the term idam, this, to highlight the topic which he wants to unfold, to state its merit. He has used the superlative form of the adjective guhyatamam, most profound. It means that this knowledge combined with realization is most profound. It has been called a sovereign secret. In the second verse, and the greatest secret, in the 64th verse of the 18th chapter. Here in this chapter, first he used the expression guhyatamam, the most profound, and later in 934 used manmanabhava, fix your mind on me. While in the 18th chapter, first he used the expression Sarva Guhyatamam, the most secret of all. And then in 1865, Manmanabhava, fix your mind on me. It means that the same topic has been explained here as well as there. This most profound secret cannot be disclosed to all because the Lord has described His own merit in it. One who possesses a critical spirit in the least can take the contrary meaning that Lord Krishna is boasting of his own merits. The Lord wants to say to Arjun that he is devoid of a carping spirit. So he will unfold the most profound knowledge along with realization to him. That is, he will explain the tattva and also the methods for its realization. Secondly, he means to say that every human being is eligible to take refuge in him, even the vilest sinner belonging to any caste, creed, country, and color deserves to seek refuge in him. So by taking refuge in him, he can attain him Hence, he wants to disclose this secret. The Lord uses the term tu, indeed, as he could not say in the seventh chapter all that he wanted to say. So he declares that he will amplify the same topic again. Jnanam vijnana sahitam. The belief that the Lord is the root of the universe is jnan, knowledge, and the realization that in the universe there is nothing besides the Lord is vijnana, real knowledge of manifest divinity. In the first half of the preceding verse, the Lord has eulogized knowledge along with realization by the term idam and guhyatamam, knowledge and realization. By having this knowledge combined with realization, you will be freed from evil. This knowledge is a sovereign science, a sovereign secret, etc. Men devoid of faith in this dharma, duty, revolve in the path of mortal world. Gita chapter 9 verse 1 through 3. By saying so, the Lord explained knowledge. All this universe is pervaded by me in my unmanifest form. That is, in this universe, there is nothing else besides me. In Gita, chapter 9, verse 4 through 6, by saying so, he explained vijnana. All beings compelled by their own nature go into my prakriti, the prime cause. At dissolution and at the beginning of creation, I bring them forth again. But these actions do not bind me. With me as a supervisor, nature brings forth the whole creation. Fools, not knowing my supreme nature, think low of me. Senseless persons with vain hopes, vain actions and vain knowledge have embraced a nature which is fiendish, demoniacal and delusive. Great souls possessing divine nature, knowing me as imperishable and prime cause of creation, worship me constantly with an undivided mind. Others, through their offering of knowledge, worship me as their very self. In Gita, chapter 9, verses 7 through 15. By saying so, the Lord explained the term knowledge. I am a Vedic ritual. I am sacrifice. I am an offering to the departed ancestors. I am a medicinal herb. I am a being as well as non-being. That is, I am everything. In Gita, chapter 9, verses 16 through 19. By having said so, he explained vijnana. Those who worship me through sacrifice to seek access to heaven, having enjoyed the vast world of heaven, return to the world of mortals on the exhaustion of their merit. To those who worship me with exclusive devotion, I attend to their needs and preserve what is already possessed by them. These devotees who endowed with faith worship other gods, worship me ignorantly. Those who know me as the enjoyer and lord of all sacrifices fall. Those who offer me with devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or even water, etc., and all their actions are freed from the bondage of actions. Gita chapter 9, verse 20 through 28. By saying so, he explained knowledge. I am equally present in all beings. There is none hateful or dear to me. But those who worship me with devotion are in me and I am in them. Gita chapter 9 verse 29. By saying so, he explained vijnana. In the next 5 verses, from chapter 9, verse 30 through 34, Vijnan has further been explained. It does not mean that Jnan and Vijnan are watertight compartments and they don't include each other. Yes, gyatva mokshase shubhat. Affinity with unreal is an evil which is the cause of birth in the good and evil wombs. This affinity is not natural and real. It is merely assumed by error. So a man can be liberated from this assumed affinity by not strengthening it. Actually, man, that is the soul, is an eternal fraction of the Lord, but assumes its affinity of I-ness and mine-ness with the body and the world, and thus dies and is reborn. When he realizes reality, or he is inclined towards God, then he is released from the evil of worldly birth and death. Appendix. The world is manifest. Karma Yoga, performance of action in a disinterested manner. Being unmanifest is secret. Being more secret than Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, knowledge of the self, is more secret. Being more secret than even Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga is the most secret. The secret, Guhya, and the more secret, Guhyatar, are worldly, but the most secret, Guhyatam, is transcendental. All worlds, from the abode of Brahma, downwards being subject to rebirth, are evils. Gita chapter 8 verse 16. Having known the most profound topic, a man is totally liberated from the evil of worldly birth and death. A man is liberated from the evil by Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. But also here liberation from the evil means there should not be any other entity in the least besides God. And there should not remain even the subtle iota of ego which causes philosophical differences. To know the self is Jnana. To know God in full, that is, in entirety, is Vijnan. Within Nirgun, attributeless God, Sagun, which is God, in full, that is, entirety, is not included. But within Sagun, Nirgun is included. Therefore, the knowledge of Sagun is Vijnana, that is, special Jnana. End of chapter 9, verse 1. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.